When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, fragile residents of Earth. The following podcast is not real, but it is a proud member of the Kidney Snake, the Earwolf Podcasting Network. And it continues to be sponsored by an unnamed mystery company that wants to encourage listeners to send candy bars, voice acting manuals, or really whatever to Cards Against Humanity, 1917 North Elston, Chicago, Illinois, 60642. Care of Arnie Niekamp, Vermilion Minotaur, Town of Hogsface, Land of Foon. And they'll try to shove that stuff through the portal behind the Burger King. Is that a euphemism? Anyway, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before...
Everyone's listened.
No. Some people are listening to the podcast for the first time right now, and they need to know that a year and 6 weeks, I think, ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional portal, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my goon companions.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hugstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasminius Maestar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. Oh, but if you did hear one of these names, they would cause your brain to boil in delight until your eyes did bleed pure joy.
But it would end positively.
Potato, potato.
Fair enough. And we're also joined by my...
Can I get an order of spiced potatoes over here?
Two, please.
And we're also joined by my favorite co-host.
Chunt's up with that.
Hey, Chunt the Talking Badger. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I think I'm also going to start to be known as Badger Me Fingies.
Badger Me Fingies. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Badger Me Fingies.
Oh, I'm sorry, Arnold. I should explain. There's a common phrase here in Foon. Some people say potato... Others say potato. Yeah. It's sort of like either or.
Yeah.
I should have explained that to you.
Spice potato.
Yes, exactly. I should have explained that to you. It's a colloquialism you probably don't know.
No.
A colloquialism.
Yeah, we also have this thing called knock-knock jokes.
We've already been over the knock-knock jokes.
Knock-knock.
I've been here a year.
No, you say who's there.
Did you hear what I just said?
Damn it.
I just said knock-knock.
Yes.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Badger. Me fingies.
Badger me fingies who?
It's me, Chunt.
Oh, god damn it.
In your fucking face, dude.
I still do not get knock-knock jokes.
I do.
Here's a knock-knock joke from my world.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow. Moo.
We didn't get to finish saying interrupting cow.
No, I know. That's the whole... Never mind.
But you see, the cow has interrupted us. What a devilish creature this cow is.
Is that cow as white as snow?
It's not snow. I've been saying the list
white
over and over
milk.
Again. A cow as white as milk. A cape as red as blood. A hair as yellow as corn. A slipper as pure as gold. A cow as white as milk. A cape as red as... blood.
Wow, this is exhausting.
It
Shunt.
Is.
Oh, you just stopped. Guess what that means? A tightrope walker died.
Chunt, I spent most of this week in my hovel, surrounded by my potions, attempting to make a cure for thee.
Oh, wow.
and I have come up with this. This Ooh. Vial of pure white liquid.
Wow, it's glowing.
Yeah.
Have a
sip.
What is this?
My dad always said,
never drink a vial of white liquid.
It's a potion I made to try to save your life.
Okay, let's give it a shot.
All right. How do you feel?
Oh, boy. Boy. Wow, I think I can see into infinity.
That makes sense. Really? That makes sense. It's mostly made from pupils.
Wow.
Oh, God.
That's where the white comes from.
Well, you know what? Let's enough of this fucking around. Let's talk to our guest. I'm very excited. Our guest is, and I apologize if I say this wrong, Melchior, the keeper of the doom horn that blows at world's end.
Yeah, that's right. You got it.
Melchior.
Good to see you, Usador. Long time no see.
Yes. I keep a close eye on Melchior, because if he blows that horn, we're all screwed.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'm very curious, Melchior, the keeper of the doom horn that blows at world's end.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to say my full name the whole time.
I don't.
Just call me Mel if you want.
I would prefer that you do.
Yeah. That I set the hall?
Yes.
All right. But so, what is the doom horn?
The doom horn blows. It's my job to blow the doom horn.
Uh-huh.
Now your title though is keeper. It doesn't imply that you necessarily are the same person who blows it.
Right. So that's why I wanted to clarify. Okay. It's my job to blow the doom horn. I decide when to blow the doom horn. And the doom horn is the horn that kind of calls all the forces of good and evil and ambivalence together at the end of the world for a final battle for the soul of Foon.
You know, we never talk much about the forces of ambivalence.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah.
I think we talk about them every single week.
To be fair, we're not sure they'll show. But,
sure. Yeah.
But yeah, they're supposed to be there.
Sure. What? So how did you get this job?
I got it, I want to say about a millennia ago, a long time. Yeah. The goddess Fu gave it to me. Uh-huh. She put out an ad because they needed a new Doomhorn keeper.
Yeah.
On Smeg's List?
What's that?
On Smeg's List?
Yeah, that's right, on Smeg's List.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people didn't apply because they were asking for 3 to 5 years experience, which is sort of ridiculous.
How do you even?
But I think a lot of times, people put that out there in ads to kind of make sure you're serious.
Sure.
So I really wanted the job. I'm like, I did have some previous experience blowing things that...
Careful.
What was this previous experience? Like, what was this experience?
I've blown the pipe of dismay. I blew that, to herald the destruction of the southeast corner of Foon.
Sad day.
It was terrible.
That flute sounded great.
Right? Thank you. Thank you. Very nervous.
It's like a high C.
It was a high C. Mm-hmm. What, do you have perfect pitch?
What are some of the other notes? There's a high C. There's a sunny D.
There's the slaying A.
Slaying A. Ooh, yeah. That sounds awful.
If you hear a slaying A, you are not long for this world.
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy. Yeah.
And the doom horn itself is a doom D.
And then there's also, if you play a note just right, the sun will come into the state of Capri.
Oh, wow.
But that one's really hard to get into. Like, a lot of times you try and get it, and it's like, I messed it up, and then you have to kind of trash it. You just have to toss it away.
Yeah.
It's really frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you get, one good shot, and then the flute that you're trying to play just breaks or bends, and then you can't get it right.
Oh, and it probably hurts as much as, a Hawaii punch.
What?
Never mind.
Now, Melchior, I must ask you, is there any way for you to practice on the doom horn? For if you do blow it, it means the end of time. But if you don't get to play it beforehand, how do you know you're not going to fuck it up?
Yeah, that's a little recital.
That is a great question. I get that all the time. I absolutely cannot practice ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because, if I do blow it. I guess if I blew it real early, I think people would mostly just be confused. Because I'm not so much like... It's Foon's job to come to kind of a crescendo, and then I sort of punctuate it with the doom horn. There's going to be a build of forces gathering, and I punctuate it with the doom horn. You know, if I blow it a little bit too early, then, the battle's going to happen. It'll be kind of anticlimactic. Mm-hmm. If I miss blowing it, that's going to be just so, like, it's going to go on.
You blew it.
I can't imagine how terrible it would be to miss blowing it.
Yeah. Well, it just means that then Foon is going to have to find another way to come to a second crescendo
for
me to blow it, and it's just going to feel like it
Isn't
drags.
There a backup horn player, Dino?
You think Dino going to blow her horn?
Yes, in an emergency, she'll come blow your horn.
In an emergency, yeah. But
yeah. Or for 20 bucks.
Or whoever's in the kitchen with Dino.
What? Now, Melchior, I'm very interested in your job. It seems like you have a lot of downtime. For all you really have to do is keep a horn.
Yeah, walk us through what are your days like?
A lot of cleaning the spit valve?
Yes, I do have to clean out the spit valve because I want to be able to blow it cleanly when the time comes. So, yeah, but you're right. I have a ton of downtime. I polish the doom horn, and then, I have
Has
a lot.
Has anybody ever walked in on you while you're polishing the doom horn?
Embarrassingly, my mom did one time, and it was sort of embarrassing because that's kind of a private ritual that I have.
Sure.
She was very understanding, even though this was 1,000 years ago because my mom has passed on.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, when you take the job of Keeper of the Doomhorn, you become immortal.
That is a perk.
It is a perk.
If you're ever fired, do you die immediately?
I get to live out my life from that period. So,
are you the same age that you were when you took the job?
Right.
Wow.
Right. I'm in my late 20s. I felt like my
late 20s.
Yeah. Do I look older?
I mean, look, you look much younger than a millennia.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, I was kind of bouncing around and I didn't, have a lot of direction. I was like, I want to sit down and figure myself out.
Sure.
And so when the Doomhorn opportunity came around, I can sit down and really figure myself out for a long time. So it's been longer than I expected because you can retire if you find someone else who wants to blow the doom horn.
Sure.
Melchior, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of free time.
Mm-hmm.
You have the ability to call the end times with your horn.
Yeah.
Before you do so, will you join me in my quest?
Honestly, I feel like I shouldn't take sides.
What?
Well, I'm blowing the doom horn to call together, good and evil to fight at the final battle. It feels like I'd be putting my thumb on the scale if I blew the doom horn, but I'm like, by the way, I'm kind of hope good wins.
Uh-huh.
That just feels unfair.
I see your point.
Wow.
It would compromise your position.
Yeah, neutrality is pretty important in a blowjob like I have.
But should I e'er need your assistance?
Nothing more important than a very neutral blowjob.
You don't want to make that sloppy.
Yeah, it's like, how is that blowjob? It was neither good nor bad.
Sorry I asked.
I have so many more. We are not going to leave the subject.
Let's take a quick break. I'm going to get some Rainbow Bowls. Do you want a Bitches Brew?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Yeah, it just seems like you probably drink Bitches Brew.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Cassie DePeckel, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we share thrilling true stories of survival, putting you in the shoes of the people who live to tell the tale. In our next season, it's February 14th, 1979. Elmo Wortman and his three children are stranded on a remote Alaskan island after a massive storm destroys their sailboat. Miles from help, they have to face the brutal cold with barely any food, only a sail for shelter, and a leaky plastic dinghy. Desperate to survive, they build a raft and try to reach safety. But as starvation and frostbite take hold, and days stretch into weeks, their endurance is pushed to the limit. Follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day,
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat. About a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we're back. Now Melchior, the keeper of the doom horn that blows at World's End. I guess I assumed at first that you were an instrument of good, but I guess what I'm coming to realize is that you're not aligned with either side.
No. I mean, I'm just kind of punctuating the end of the world. I call everyone to battle when I think that the forces have gathered sufficiently. Uh-huh. And it's a great time for Foon to end. I'm kind of, I'm the out. I'm looking for the out for Foon, basically.
So the battle of good and evil has to result in Foon ending? Like, it can't be like good winning?
And then what? Just kind of continues?
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Evil is banished in a new era of, I guess, peace and prosperity?
I didn't really make the rules. I think you should take it up with the goddesses. Like, all I know is I've got to blow the horn and Foon ends and that's it. Then there'll be another world, I'm sure. But, I mean, you don't want things to drag on forever, right?
I don't know. I think that some things can go on forever, especially if they're only like a half hour long and once a week.
Sure. But Foon is many hours long every day,
yeah,
all the time.
That's true. That is true.
So. I don't know. Even the thing you described sounds like I get tired pretty quick.
What? Oh, come on.
I mean, I can tell you right now, I can see into infinity, and it is really taxing. And now I can see, like, infinity plus one. And even thinking and seeing that is exhausting. So
no thanks.
I think everything has to come to an end.
I think you're also underestimating how cool the end is going to be. Because there's a lot of the stuff that goes on, quote-unquote, forever, stops at the end of the world. So, like...
wouldn't be like a birth of cool. It would just be,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be like the never ending geyser shuts off.
No more forever girls.
No more forever girls.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And I should point out that though I do come here every week and speak of my battle against the Dark Lord, there may be another Dark Lord. My battle with the Dark Lord or the Void may have nothing to do with the blowing of the doom horn at all.
Yeah, it may or may not be. It kind of depends. I'll kind of feel it out when I see it, when I see the battle happen. Is this a great place for Foon to end or not?
So fear not, Arnold. Foon could go on for centuries, eons, millennia yet.
I will say the one good thing from Foon ending would be the end of Can.
What, Can the Wizard?
You, yes.
I haven't met Can the Wizard, but from everything I've heard, he's a cool guy.
Don't.
He comes by all the time. Yeah. A lot of the wizards, I'll be honest, a lot of the wizards stop by to try to get a feel for whether it's ending sooner or later.
Some inside information?
Yeah, a lot
of... So you're busy with your blowjob, and a wizard comes by trying to get a feel.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to kind of cop a feel on whether the world is ending or not.
Can I add, I hate to be that guy. I hate to do what
you're
you
always
just...
That guy.
Well, I know you just complained about that thing, but like...
But he hates it.
But what... Like, you take the barometer of how things are going in the world. Like, where are we at?
I don't anticipate the world ending anytime in the very near future. That's kind of a spoiler alert, I realize.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Foon's not going to end in the next, I'm going to say, 50 years for sure.
Oh, wow. So definitely you would say more. This whole Dark Lord threat that Bagel Me Fingies keeps going on and on about.
Oh, yay, the world may not end, but it would live in such a state of darkness and despair that all would suffer and cry, and blood would stream forth in the very places where water did once grow, and the beautiful animals of the forest would be replaced by dark, demented, and twisted creatures. Tears would rain down from the skies instead of rain, and then you would grow a wart right in the middle of your forehead right before a very important date, and then...
And then whoa. That's what would happen.
Is that what the horn sounds like?
Yeah.
I thought it was more of like a bwah, 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 bwah.
No, it's more of a whoa. I guess we don't know for sure.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know for sure.
Play it. Play it.
I shouldn't.
Just play it softly.
Ooh. I actually hadn't considered that.
Yeah, just kind of just to get a sense.
If no one hears the doom horn, does the world end? If somebody blows the doom horn, but nobody hears the doom horn, does the world end?
Wouldn't you hear it?
I don't know if you can play it softly. The goddess Foon created it. If you play it, it's going to end the world. That's how it works.
Can I ask? And I'm going to be dead in a few months, so I'm kind of just like...
You're not, John. We're going to say
I'm kind of like, whatever impulses I have, follow them. So I know that you on the side, I don't know how well publicized this is. Mm-hmm. I know on the side you sell books with... pictures of your horn, just like a little pornography business on the side.
Yeah.
Could I buy one of those books?
Absolutely. You're into pornography?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Yeah, I would love to sell you.
There you go. And also, here's on the house, here's a ribbon that's just bringing awareness for curses. It's a brown ribbon in the shape of a butthole. If you just want to wear that, it would just help bring awareness to curses.
Okay, great. There's a lot of
these. Also, look at this book. Take this book back. This book is for children.
What?
You don't want his child pornography.
It is absolutely not for children.
You're under arrest.
Me not.
You're under arrest.
Not me.
So Melchior, have you ever been married?
I was married once a long time ago.
Yes, but you're immortal, and she died, and you watched her slowly.
I got out before she actually died.
Oh,
I could see where it was going, kind of.
Oh,
so
do you date? What is your social life like?
A lot of it. Well, so I'm holed up in a cave on the side of Mount Valley.
Valley's a mount?
It's Mount Valley. Yeah,
I thought it was a hill.
Huh? Hill Valley?
Well, there's that hillside valley.
Yeah, Hill Valley. I know what you're thinking of, but I'm talking about the much larger one, Mount Valley, kind of far to the west.
Is it a valley or a mountain?
It's Mount Valley. So Valley's the name, but it's a mountain.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I mean,
have you ever been to Mountain Valley?
To Mountain Valley?
The valley?
I've had their ranch dressing, I think.
Yes.
Has anyone been to Valley High? It's just like a high valley. It's sweet. I've heard it's sweet.
Sweet Valley High?
Sweet Valley High.
I've been to Sweet.
Check it out.
Great. You know, so Melchior, the keeper of the doom horn that blows at World's End.
Thank you.
There are so many heralds of destruction that are horns, apparently, but are there other instruments that herald things, good or bad?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've got the kazoo of the end of your life.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of a small, yeah.
Of the and end actually, of whose life? Wait, the end of your life? The kazoo of the end of your life?
Well, it's whoever's life. If I blow the kazoo at the end of somebody's life, I mean, that's how probably when Chunt dies, I mean, now that we're kind of buddies, I don't know if I'm being too forward.
Yeah, we can be friends.
If he dies, I'll know. I'll just feel it and I'll blow the kazoo.
But from where you are?
From where I am.
Yeah. It has to be a kazoo?
It has to be a kazoo. Wow. Is that, actually, I don't know.
I'd rather,
what are you thinking?
Like a banjo?
How would he blow a banjo?
Well, no, he would play a banjo.
Practice.
But you know what? Have you ever? Yeah, you could switch from a horn to a banjo, and then you could just get a hand job.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. I hadn't thought about that.
I mean,
now that you're saying it, I'd rather go out on a blue job.
No, a hand job can be as much fun.
Well, no. Well, but it would be a lot more less effort for you.
Yeah, I could probably do it.
Less
pretty
commitment,
casually. Less
probably.
Commitment, yeah.
But not.
Has anyone ever visited the high road?
I never have personally.
No,
does
no.
Anybody want
nose any... all around?
I don't know.
Who ordered this?
No, I refer to the low road. The very low road.
There are lots of other instruments that herald things.
Mm-hmm.
There's the violin of a bad meal.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you'll have, like, you'll hear a violin sound and you'll know, oh, great, this is not going to.
I'm starting.
It's like a whamp, whamp.
Yeah.
I'm starting to realize you might be a lot more busy than we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Between people dying and people just having bad meals, you must be playing instruments constantly.
Yeah, the doom horn is definitely my, like, that's what I'm known for, obviously. But yeah, there's a lot of instruments I play to herald the end of different things.
Sure.
So yeah.
Is there something with a harp?
There's a harp of the unknown.
Okay. Something with a cello, maybe?
Cello.
Wait, the harp of the unknown.
Yeah.
When do you play the harp of the unknown?
Just whenever I want. I don't really know what happens.
Melchior, the keeper of the doom horn that blows at World's End, thank you so much for stopping by.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
I actually have a question. Is there a noise that plays at the end of podcasts? I know this is the only podcast on Foon, but like, what would you play at the end of a conversation like this?
Oh, I'd probably play kind of a little trumpet, and I'd do something like, meh, 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 meh.
That's catchy.
Yeah, that is very catchy. Fantastic. Chunt, have you gotten any letters this week?
You bet your ass. Here's an email from Patrick Doe. Patrick writes, "Hi, Mr. Chunt. I was wondering what's the ingredient in making a rainbow bowl, and does the drink look like a rainbow, or is the bowl a rainbow full of mead? Thank you, Mr. Chunt. P.S. Can you tell Captain Baxter I say hi, and a big fan of his crew and ship orbiting around Foon?" Captain Baxter?
Captain Baxter?
He must be thinking of something else. Well, Usador is my resident mixologist at Chi Chi's Chow. Swing on down to Chi Chi's Chow whenever you can. So he is behind the bar and in the kitchen, so he can go ahead and let people know what's in a rainbow bowl.
To make a rainbow bowl, you first have to collect mist from a bog. Gather it slowly. Put it through a prism! And then pour it into a bowl. And then cast a hex upon it. Caliph Tantach. And then it will let you see through time.
I would also recommend if you ever get a chance to drink prism wine. It's a little nasty. Some people make it in their toilets, but prism wine can be really delicious.
Interesting. So I've got some emails here. You can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Here's one. Arnie, I've noticed Chunt has been very aggressive towards you and sometimes verbally lashes out.
I don't remember that.
Knowing that you two are good friends, I wonder if he has been infected with rabies. Since the rift is small, it makes sense that a small rabid animal from Earth might have crossed over into Foon, and that Chunt may have come across this animal not knowing what rabies is. Since you seem like a good guy, you should encourage your friend to get checked out before it's too late. Also, me and my brother Corbin love your show. Please toss a shout out if you read this ... Thanks, Brant.
Do you have rabies?
Oh. Just kidding. Can you imagine three men and a little rabies?
No, boy.
I don't have rabies.
I just checked. He doesn't.
Okay. Do you guys even... Is rabies a thing in Foon?
Yes. Otherwise, we would have said, what's rabies?
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Rabies having rabies, y'all.
Chun, do you have any more emails?
Here we go. This is an email from Richard Lewis. Richard writes...
Richard Lewis? Wow.
Are you surprised?
Oh, my God. He's one of my favorite comedians from Earth.
You know him?
Yeah.
Okay. It says Richard Lewis.
Richard Lewis. I'm doing a gesture on my head that...
It looks like you have horns. Chun's up with that, he says... Hello, in episode 3, you explained to Arnie that the stein he was drinking from was originally a person who pissed Usador off. Which end of the person makes up the rim of the cup?
Oof.
My vote is Arnie was drinking out of a person's anus. Well, you're dead on, Dick.
What?
Yeah, when Usador turns someone into a cup, if they cross him, the opening of the cup would be the anus.
I'll never tell.
All right, let's see. I have one more email here. Question for Usador. There are so many ways to summon him that I wonder if anyone ever summons him by accident. Keep up the good work, and you can be anything you chunt to be. Ted Cart from Boston.
That's a real stretch. Chunts up with that?
All the time. Of course.
I've done it myself.
Yes, of course. Sometimes somebody accidentally, by happenstance... takes an acorn, buries it in the middle of the wood, cries over it for 10 hours, sets themselves on fire, and then screams out the words, Kalampanka Thorn Pain! And I'm like, here I am! And they're like, no, I was just doing that.
Those are a random series of things that I do.
Exactly.
So it happens all the time.
All the time.
There's your answer, Ted Cart from Boston. Before we go, actually, I had a question for you, Melchior, the keeper of the doom horn that blows the world's end.
Thank you.
I've noticed that you're wearing a cape,
mm-hmm.
and that, I mean, the light's not great in here, but it's a cape as, could be called a cape as red as blood.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind if I kept your cape as red as blood?
My initial reaction is yes, I would mind.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a reason you want?
Well, I'm collecting a cow as white as milk, a cape as red as blood, a hair as yellow.
Don't stop
as
singing, or else a tightrope walker dies.
Please stop singing. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, you can have my cape, absolutely.
Oh wow!
I will need something in return.
Oh.
I will take your firstborn child.
I already have a
he already abandoned it.
Child, and I have no access. I could not give you my firstborn child.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
What do you want instead?
I'll take another bitch's brew then.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah,
you negotiated me down.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
A lot of people don't try negotiating when they're asked for a firstborn child. I recommend it.
Too many people are just like, yep, all right.
Yeah.
I got to get out of this tower. Yeah.
That's a little piece of food advice. Always negotiate.
I mean, this top is still spinning.
Oh, no. Are we still in a dream from last week?
I don't think so.
Hello again. I was just busy reading up on Earth anatomy. It turns out the pupil is the part of the eye that's black, and the sclera is the part of the eye that's white. Isn't that interesting, everyone? Anyway, none of that really happened. There are no alternate dimensions, because if there were, surely there would be one where that Sweet Valley High reference landed. Chunt the Talking Badger was played with his usual mix of items I'm not keeping track of by Adil Rafai. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young while not falling out of his chair or setting fire to anything, focusing on the positive. Melchior, the Keeper of the Doom Horn that blows at World's End, was played by special guest Alex Eilhauer. Alex is a part of Insular Nerd Cabal World News Tonight, along with Arnie, Adil, and Matt. He also performs at the Improvised Shakespeare Company with Matt and someone named Tim Sniffen, who sounds like a real gem. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Evan Jacover, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Arnie Niekamp. This episode edited by Ryan DeGiorgi.
Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, extra sound design by Jason Knox. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or Facebook or Twitter. Just Google it. I mean, you know, it's not that hard. Also, thanks to Earwolf, thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op. Oh, and if you wanted any more proof that none of this was real, here's our actors trying and failing to record a promo for Earwolf.
Hey, don't turn off the podcast. I know you probably just accidentally left it on, but hey, I'm going to start. I'm Arnie. About over a year ago, A little over a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. I record a podcast every week and I upload it to the internet. I'm going to do it one more time. Where I record a podcast every week with my buddies, Chunt the Talking Shapeshifter.
Chunt, please.
And Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador the Blue Wizard.
And we interview elves and dwarves and dragons. Well, we've actually never had a dragon on.
But this is Dragon On.
And we hang out. Oh, hell.
Sounds terrible. Don't bother.
And we talk about buttholes a lot. I apologize for that. If that sounds interesting, download Hello from the Magic Tavern. And you.
If you enjoyed that, you'll enjoy our show.
Say so. Not real.
Craig, have I ever shown you the light that determines when Matt Young is on autopilot?
Hasn't that been on since I got here?
It never goes out.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law and Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.